One. Hello and welcome to this special edition of NJ Biz Conversations. I'm your host, Jeff Kanige. My guest today is Steve Adubato. He's someone many of our viewers probably know. He's a broadcaster, author, motivational speaker, an Emmy Award-winning anchor for programs airing on 13WNET, NJPBS. He's appeared on MSNBC's Today Show, NPR, CNN, MSNBC, Fox 5 News as a media and political analyst, and he's the host of Steve Adubato's Lessons in Leadership with co-host Mary Gamba. The show is based on his book, Lessons in Leadership, and his soon-to-be-released book, Lessons in Leadership 2.0, The Tough Stuff. Steve, welcome.
It's my pleasure, Jeff. Great to be with you and the team at NJ Biz.
And thanks for joining me. I appreciate you taking the time. We're here today to talk about, just putting all that aside, small business, particularly small business in South Jersey. You've got a show coming up on June 10th in conjunction with NJ Biz on that very topic. So I'm curious to start, first of all, what prompted the interest in small business in South Jersey? Why did you think that this would be an interesting way to spend some time and educate the viewers?
First of all, Jeff, if it were not for NJ Biz and the work that you and your colleagues do every day, we would not be as aware as we are of those issues and challenges and opportunities and the reality of business, small business, big business, but particularly small business in this case. And growing up in the northern part of the state, being so provincial in so many ways, and we're bifurcated, as you know, as a state. We're all chopped up. Oh, South Jersey, North Jersey, what, Central Jersey? And I thought, you know what? We have a responsibility as broadcasters, as journalists, to better understand the reality of the world that small business leaders in the southern part of the state are facing. Is it any different over the past several years, given the pandemic? Are the challenges different? The economics different, the supply chain issues different, the talent people part of it different. Who are those leaders? Let's have that conversation. And together with NJ Biz being our production partner in this, and you and I kicking off that program, we had a conversation with three excellent leaders in the South Jersey region of the state dealing with small business. And for me, I learned a lot. And most importantly, I hope our audience will learn as well.
Okay. Well, let's talk about those leaders. I thought it was an interesting cross section of folks. Christine Renna, who is the CEO of Chamber of Commerce Southern New Jersey, Max Gomez, the founder of Amped Fitness, it's a gym in Brielle and Manasquan, and Karen Primack, who's the CEO of IPAC, which is a manufacturer. So, an interesting panel. Mm-hmm. What do you think is the most important thing that viewers will take away from that discussion? I mean, you mentioned all of the problems that businesses of various stripes and various locations have. What do you think folks are going to learn from listening to those three?
You know, I watched the show for the second time before it. I'll do the promotional part, Jeff. Right. On June 10th, South Jersey Small Business, What's Next, which is the official name that our production company in cooperation with NJ Biz produces program. June 10th, 8:30 in the morning, it'll be on NJPBS. And 12:30 on June 10th, it's a Saturday at WNET, 12:30 p.m. So I watched the show for the second time, in preparation for this conversation. I kept thinking, what's jumping out at me? And truthfully, the thing that hit me more than anything else is we're all trying to find, whether it's North Jersey, South Jersey, Central Jersey, or any other place, but particularly with these South Jersey leaders, we're all trying to find a way to be better, to pivot. The word pivot is so, I don't know if it's overused, but that's what we're doing. And it's not just the pandemic, it's every day. Well, government programs, you know, we talked about government programs and pandemic money running out. Well, those leaders who we talked to in the business community, the small business community in South Jersey, just listening to them being innovative, creative, finding new ways to solve problems, seeing a problem as an opportunity. And I'm one of my favorite four-letter words, grit. There's a level of grit in South Jersey business leaders who, particularly those who we had on the program, Jeff, that was really inspiring. I know that sounds corny to some, but grit, like they don't give up.
Right.
They don't give up no matter what they face. You're opening up a gym. What do you mean you're opening up a gym during the pandemic? like it goes against what people say of smart business strategy is, but with grit and determination and adapting and pivoting and learning and growing every day and never giving up. I mean, that's what I picked up more than anything else, that South Jersey business leaders are tough as hell.
Okay. Is that a function of their geographic location or just the fact that they are the kinds of people they are? I mean, you made a point of saying South Jersey business leaders are tough, which I from my own experience, that's certainly the case.
You know, Jeff, I know that the thing we're supposed to say is we're one New Jersey. It's it's NJ Biz, right? It's the entire state.
Right.
You know, we're a New Jersey nonprofit production company. We're the whole state. But here's the reality. We are provincial. And I realize that most of the people that our producers and I recommend, it's not South. It skews a certain way. And I remember in an editorial meeting with our producers saying, wait a minute. I bet you there is something different and unique, and we have a responsibility to think more about South Jersey. So to answer your question, it's this. I think it's like a sports team that doesn't get enough respect. A sports team or whomever that has a chip on its shoulder. Rightfully so. And I believe, even though I'm not from South Jersey, but enough of our team members are from South Jersey and people we've dealt with, like they know that those of us in the North think that we're the state, like we're the whole, and it's not what it is. And so that chip on your shoulder, that grit, that determination to say, no, we're not just a part of this state, but we have our own culture. We are unique. We are special. That stands out. And I don't know the psychology behind that. I don't want to practice without a license, Jeff, but I got to tell you something. There's a toughness there that I think has something to do with being from South Jersey.
Yeah, well, I think there is something to that. I mean, you set a chip on your shoulder. And as soon as you started talking about that, that's the phrase that immediately came to my mind, too. And yes, there is a tendency, particularly those of us who are in the northern part of the state, I am too, to give short shrift to southern New Jersey simply because there's more going on in the northern part of the state. And the folks down there understand that, but it's not a self-pitying kind of awareness. they really go at it. I mean, as you alluded to the fact that Max Gomez started a gym in the middle of the pandemic. Christina Renner was a tireless voice for advocate for South Jersey and trying to get help down there. The IPAC is a manufacturer that had to stay open throughout the pandemic. So they really worked throughout those very difficult times. And apparently, you correct me if I'm wrong, it sounded to me as though they've come out of it on the other side in a better place.
Absolutely. And to me, you know, I'm fascinated by entrepreneurs, Jeff. I know you are as well. And on your program, the conversations you have, so many of them are entrepreneurs, whether they actually are technically called entrepreneurs, they have an entrepreneurial spirit. And again, a lot of cliches around being an entrepreneur, but that's a different breed. Mm-hmm. That's a different breed of business leader. And I have to tell you, every one of those people who are on that program, I am confident represents so many other South Jersey business entrepreneurs who go against the grain, who start gyms in the middle of a pandemic, like who do things that, frankly, the odds are not in their favor. And I do, and I know, again, we're talking about the chip on your shoulder, but it's an advantage. Like I grew up in Newark, New Jersey, right? And so, again, without being overly philosophical, no matter where I went growing up as a kid, and I started to travel in different, you're from Newark. And then all of a sudden there's a conversation with someone making a Newark joke or a Jersey joke, but it was more Newark because that's where I was from.
Okay.
And I was like, listen. And then in my mind, yeah, it's Newark, but those of us who grew up in Newark, it's called Brick City for a reason. And so then the Brick City thing became for me motivation, because I had my own chip on my own shoulder. And whatever modicum of success I've had is in part because, go ahead, underestimate me. And I think that's what goes on in South Jersey. And these people have come out, quote, on the other end, but never giving up, never saying, I'm there. I do a lot of coaching, and that's in this new book, Lessons in Leadership 2.0, The Tough Stuff. A lot of it is about constantly learning and growing and saying, hey, made a mistake here, tried this business, tried this new product or service. It didn't. Okay, what did we learn from that? How do we change? How do we respond to the market? That's all there is, Jeff. You know it better than I do from the work you do and the people you interview, as opposed to we're there, we're out on the other side, and status quo is good enough, because it never is, as you well know.
Right. And along those same lines, listening to them, listening to the three of them talk, I got the sense that they were realistic about the challenges, but yet we're consistently optimistic about the future. And I guess that comes from being an entrepreneur. You would know better than I. You sort of have to be. Did you get the same sense?
Yes, because it again, I know I use the word cliche a lot. Oh, there are all these problems. Yeah, of course they're problems. Challenges, yes, of course. The optimist, the entrepreneur, the South Jersey business leader says, yep, opportunity. That's what I smell. Now, someone says, well, that you're just playing games with words. You're calling problems and challenges opportunities. Yeah, but if you choose to look at it that way, then you're going to act as if it is an opportunity, and you do learn from it, and you do grow, and you do try things that are different out of the box. It's an attitude. It's a mindset. And I don't see how you could be successful in any business if you are not obsessively optimistic.
Okay.
Almost delusional in some way. we're my colleague Mary Gamba and I, we're on, you know, setting things up because I'm terrible at technology. But the reality is, for all the horrible, terrible things about the pandemic, especially the loss of life and people suffering in ways that, and I had COVID for the first time last month, and I was like, oh my God, this is COVID. And this is on the back end. It's not even as bad as what other people faced. And the point I'm making is that COVID's horrible.
Right.
However, look at this. Look at this. We're able to do this. You're able to do this. I'm able to do this in my home and have a conversation with you that hopefully people are getting something positive from. Well, what does that mean? Well, what a horrible thing COVID is. You're darn right. But look right at the opportunities that it created. That doesn't minimize the pain and suffering that so many people experience. But if you only choose to look at it as a terrible problem with no silver lining and no opportunity, then you miss it. Okay. This is an opportunity.
Okay. So I'm curious, from your conversations with your guests, from your own experience, is that optimism warranted? I mean, what is it like these days doing business in New Jersey? I ask that of folks all the time, and I get variations on the same sort of answers. It's really tough, but we're going to stick with it, and we think there's a better tomorrow, so a better future down the road. Where do you come down on that?
Hey, Jeff, what's the alternative? Mm-hmm. It's like, I give up. I'm tapping out. Like, what's the alternative? I don't see it's, I'm not saying it's ever easy to be positive and optimistic, which, trust me, I'm a complainer about stuff. And Mary Gamba, my colleague, she sent me this book, Dale Carnegie book, Stop Worrying and Start Living. And I was like, Mary, why are you sending me that book? I'm a communication leadership coach. She said, because I'm tired of hearing you complain about whatever. Worrying is not a strategy. It's an emotion that sucks all of our energy up and takes us in an unhealthy direction. Translation, is the optimism warranted? No, but what's the alternative? Worrying and being negative? Not a strategy last time I checked, and not going to move the ball down the field.
Okay, well, that's a good place to leave it. But I wanted to get, as I mentioned at the top, you've got a lot of irons in the fire. Is there anything viewers should look for in the future from you and your team?
Our team of great producers and researchers and a communication and marketing team. I was actually thinking about this. We're taping this right after the Memorial Day weekend. I sent an email to our colleagues this morning, our team members. I said, I hope everybody had a great weekend. I said, by the way, this answers your question about what's not only what's next, but what we think about. I said, you know something interesting? I said, we have not done enough. in the media, and as someone who works in the media, we've not done enough on veterans' homes. Well, what do you mean? Okay. Well, listen, everyone just talks about, you know, it's Memorial Day and thank you for your service. And yes, we do not understand enough about veterans' homes, not only what happened during COVID, but what needs to happen on a state, regional, and national level, what veterans are facing. Why was I thinking that? Because truthfully, there's a lot of work to be done. There's conversations to be had. You have them all the time with business leaders. We have a responsibility to look at what a lot of others don't, because it's not, quote, in the news today. That's not who we are. We're not in the news. We're people who have meaningful discussions about topics and issues, challenges and situations that don't get enough attention. And that veterans home issue is something I think a lot about, because frankly, I feel guilty that we're not doing enough.
Okay. Well, we will look for that. For viewers who are looking for Think Tank with Steve Adubato and the South Jersey business, small business focus, that's June 10th on NJPBS. There is information on how to watch in the text accompanying this video. So you can see there's links. There'll be, you have no excuse not to watch it. It's all going to be there. Steve Adubato, you've been a fixture in media and politics in New Jersey for years. Thanks for joining me. I really appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you, Jeff. And thank you to the team at NJBiz for being a great media partner.
Happy to help. And thank you all for watching. Until next time, stay safe, everyone.